this is extremely disappointing news, and it's no way to treat people on the night of Christmas. And I certainly believe that the duty is on all of us and all the state agencies, and I was delighted that Udras na Gaeilte was there today as well to provide information on potential jobs in the area, and also officials from Department of Social Protection was there to provide information on emergency payments and help in this unforeseen situation that we have here today. It's very, very clear that the way the people were informed, that the staff were informed indirectly, but it's just not acceptable, and I'm extremely, extremely annoyed by that. That being said, the message from the meeting today was very clear. It was a very strong message that people are still very focused in trying to get permanent, sustainable employment in the area. And the officials from Udras na Gaeilte and other people and other agencies will stay closely in touch with the workers to see if there are positions that will be coming up in the new year. We are aware that there's an international company looking to create new jobs in the new year, and there's other companies as well looking to expand, so that information will be provided to the workers.
Now, when this company SLM first came to Gaeilte in April 2016 or so, you indicated at that time that you had personal contacts with the company. Have they been able to shed any light on the situation?
No. This is a decision that's been made on, you know, unknown to everybody concerned, including Udras na Gaeilte officials. In fact, it was through Udras na Gaeilte that they found out this information. So it's come as a shock, because the information we were getting was quite clear that they were looking to expand in the new year. This hasn't happened. The liquidators have been appointed, and obviously now Udras na Gaeilte have to see how they can trace back and also find out what were the reasons for this, but also it was money put into this company as well, and they will be trying every avenue to try to get this money back as well.
And in terms of money, with regards to those 32 people who have lost their jobs in emergency payments, are they going to be processed as quickly as possible?
Yeah, I'd like to thank the officials from the Department of Social Protection who came today, and they're with them. They gave them information earlier today as well, and they've also said that if there's emergency payments to be made, they will be made as quickly and as speedily as possible.